We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Enoch Burke is still at large after the High Court ordered him to return to prison for a 4th time. Gardaí believe he's hiding in his family home in Castlebar. They've called to the house several times, but there's no answer. Enoch Burke still has not presented himself. Legal Affairs Editor for the Irish Independent, Shane Phelan, is on the line. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this follows on an extraordinary court hearing during the week where Enoch Burke was jailed again. You might remind us of Judge Brian Cregan's remarks, which were very, very strong.
Yeah, it's safe to say it was an excoriating judgment about Enoch Burke. In the region of 50 pages long, and the judge really didn't hold back. Much of it was taken up with descriptions of Enoch Burke's behaviour both at the school and his behaviour in court, and also the behaviour of his family in court. And what the judge had to say about Enoch Burke's behaviour at Wilson's Hospital School, where he has been, you know, flouting a High Court orders for the last 3 years by turning up for work, he says, while he's actually been suspended and later sacked. The judge described this behaviour as grotesque and part of a fanatical campaign against transgenderism. He said Enoch Burke was a baleful and malign presence, an intruder stalking the school, its teachers and its pupil. The behaviour, the judge said, was a deliberate strategy of confrontation, verbal aggression and bullying. And he said that the level of aggression, unregulated anger and lack of self-control demonstrated by Enoch Burke, combined with a deliberate strategy of confrontation, makes him a potential danger to pupils and teachers of the school. He said there was something deeply unsettling about Enoch Burke's presence at the school, that he doesn't just trespass on the school grounds, but he goes right into the heart of the school, roaming around its corridors when he has no right to do so.
And the judge said it was a deliberate strategy of confrontation.
Yeah, so the judge summed up all of these confrontations. Confront the school, confront the principal, confront the bishop, so that the school has a bishop who is a patron. Confront the courts. The judge went on to describe Enoch Burke's behaviour in court and behaviour by members of his family. Now, you know, I've been writing about this for the past 3 years, and I've never seen litigants in any other case behave in a courtroom the way members of the Burke family have, in terms of verbal abuse thrown at judges, accusing judges of being liars, of not being fit to sit on the chair, interruptions. I've seen Gardaí storming courtrooms, benches nearly being toppled over, removing members of the family. You know, extraordinary scenes. So it's actually slightly surprising that, I suppose, a judge hasn't kind of crystallised this until now and really just come down so hard on this. But he basically said that, their campaign was the most deliberate, sustained and concerted attack in recent times on the authority of the courts and the rule of law.
Now, was Burke in court to hear all this himself?
He wasn't. No, he wasn't there, Pat. And if he was there, he would have, you know, heard how the judge's comments saying it was astonishing that on each occasion that he is there, the guards have to be told he'll be there and they have to be present to protect members of the judiciary and registrars from outbursts from him and members of his family. He says that this was happening in hearing after hearing. It was concerted, organised and systematic, that they would take it in turns to have a go at a judge.
And was he at the school on the day when this hearing was going on in the court?
Yeah, so this was Tuesday. He was at the school that morning. Our sources say that he left the school. Legged it was the phrase that was used to us. Sometime around 11 o'clock after being on the phone to somebody. Now, around 11 o'clock was the time the judgment was delivered, and I suppose push notifications would have been issued by various news organisations who were covering it. So the news would have been out at that stage that the court had decided to jail him and was also going to direct an inquiry into the conduct of members of his family.
Now, it does seem to be a family enterprise, and Mr. Justice Brian Cregan said, neither Mr. Burke nor any other members of his family have any monopoly on Christian values or on the Bible. Perhaps Mr. Burke should spend more time reflecting on Jesus's words in the Sermon on the Mount, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And apply to the rest of the family as well.
Yeah. The judge said the court wasn't going to take any lessons on religion from the Burkes.
Now, he suggested that members of the Burke family and Enoch Burke appear to suggest that somehow they have a greater moral right or greater moral authority than the courts to assert their rights, or that they have a God-given right to do what they do. And that does appear to be their rationale.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. That's KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
The rationale is sometimes difficult to discern, Pat, but it seems to be a case where, if there's a ruling that they like, then they'll run with it. But if there's one that they don't like, they'll kick and they'll scream and they'll raise objections and refuse to abide by it. So, look, we've had, several injunctions at this stage, essentially barring Enoch Burke from the school. There's been a permanent injunction since May 2023, and it seems that nothing could stop him from doing this short of imprisoning him. So, like, it's extraordinary. 513 days he spent in prison, and yet keeps coming back to the school. €225,000 in fines, Pat.
How much of that has been paid?
So what has been paid so far? None of it has been willingly paid. Back in February and March, the High Court examined this, and they basically gave orders for the diversion of Enoch Burke's salary to the court service to part pay those fines. So I think in the region of about 25,000 has been paid in that way so far. And he had €40,000 in a bank account, and that money was drained out of the account and has gone towards the fines. And I suppose, in saying, going through those details with you, Pat, isn't it extraordinary that he is still, I suppose, on the payroll 3 years on from all of this, getting underway? There's an appeals process that he's engaged in. An appeals hearing is due to take place. It's been delayed for a long, long time now. He took a legal challenge to the composition of the appeals board, which he was successful in. An appeals hearing was meant to take place earlier this month, but you know, he indicated that he was going to engage in a further process with the Court of Appeals, so that was put off. And we hear he's also objecting to the composition of the new appeals board panel. So you know, one wonders, you know, when that will you know, finally you know, take place, that hearing. It's long overdue.
Now, the question of funding for Mr. Burke's carry-on and that of his family, I mean, obviously, when he goes to the school to make his protest at the gates or whatever, he is driven there, and the school want the vehicle sequestered in order to try to prevent him from being dropped there.
Yeah, so this is there's a range of other reliefs that the school is seeking, and the High Court is going to rule on those next Friday, and those include the sequestration of two vehicles, a Hyundai and a Nissan vehicle that have been used to transport Enoch Burke to the school. So we'll find out next Friday if the sequestration of those is going to happen. We don't know who owns those vehicles. Enoch Burke was directed by Mr. Justice Brian Cregan to outline who owned the vehicles. He didn't do so. Also, on the whole topic of means and income and assets, he was also directed to prepare a statement of assets and income for the court. Now, this is relevant information for a court to consider, Pat, when you know, it comes to civil contempt, because the judge, judge deciding on that, you know, needs to be aware of a person's means, and that's in the context of the potential sanctions that are there. So you have imprisonment, but you also have fines and sequestration. Enoch Burke refused to do that. It's the third time he's done that. So the judge said that, you know, this was yet another example of his refusal to obey a court order. But he also said something else. He went a bit further. He said it also raises questions in the mind of the court as to whether he has other sources of income. So, you know, that question is now kind of hanging in the air. We don't know, like, who is supporting this campaign? You know, is it just members of his family, or does it go beyond that? You know, there's considerable expense involved to, you know, alone in a 300-kilometre round trip from Castlebar to Multifarnham every day, just to pay for the petrol and diesel or whatever is fueling the cars. And if you don't have any income, well, how are you paying for that? So, you know, a valid question, I suppose.
Yeah. And when he was asked, his reply, when he was asked to lay out an affidavit of his means and so on, he said he could not in all good conscience engage in this exercise. What does that mean?
Yeah, that was a response he gave to another judge earlier on this year. And in relation to the lady's response, he just didn't respond at all.
Now, what about the family? Are they in legal hot water as well?
Yeah, things are starting to get quite tricky for members of Enoch Burke's family. So, Mr. Justice Cregan, in his judgment, he said he was directing or requesting that the Attorney General bring criminal contempt proceedings against the Burke. So this is somewhat different to what we've been dealing with so far. Civil contempt is where somebody, you know, disregards or doesn't comply with a civil order, which is what's been happening with Enoch Burke. But criminal contempt is a different type of contempt. It's contempt in the face of the court. So it's where there is contempt that is designed to affect the administration of justice, such as, you know, interrupting court hearings or verbally abusing judges or that sort of thing. So the Attorney General, it's anticipated that application will be made quite soon. It will be made to a different judge, the President of the High Court, Mr. Justice David Barneville. And if that judge finds that, yes, there is criminal contempt here, then you have, you know, severe penalties. People can be sent to prison for a defined period. They can also be subject to fines. So the people who would be subject to this inquiry are Enoch Burke himself, his mother Martina, his brother Isaac, and his sister Ami, and all of whom were recently thrown out of court because of interruptions and their general behaviour in the courtroom.
So, meantime, the Gardaí will go knocking on the door and ringing on the bell, and hopefully someone will let him in, and they can take Enoch Burke to where the judge has ordered.
Yeah, from what we can glean, like they believe he's there at the house, and there's been a kind of process of elimination here. They've been kind of looking at, well, what other places could he be, and they've been ruling those out, and they don't believe that he has a network outside of his immediate family that would shelter him for a prolonged period. So I suppose they are also bearing in mind that they don't really want to have a massive confrontation. That you know, if this if and when Enoch Burke is brought into custody, that it's a peaceful operation. The Burke family home is where grinds are delivered as well. You have a lot of people from the locality or students from the locality going there, we are told. So, you know, obviously, you know, if Gardaí are conducting an operation at the house, they you know, they won't want to be doing anything that would upset those people either. But one thing is for certain, there is an operation in play, and it is described as ongoing, so those inquiries are ongoing.
Okay, Shane, thank you very much. Shane Phelan, Legal Affairs Editor with the Irish Independent, and extraordinary, you know, imprisonment doesn't work, fines don't work, and so on and so forth. How will this extraordinary saga end?
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.